I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, February 9. Coming up, Agriculture Minister seeks additional funds to repair cane and farm roads. Government allocates $30 million for research, and Health Minister says waiting time reduction strategies bearing fruit. The news in detail after the break.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Now the news. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says he will be seeking additional funding in the 2018-19 budget to repair more cane and farm roads. Mr. Samuda says he will be looking to secure a minimum $1 billion for road repairs, which would double the allocation in the last budget.
I've given notice already that I intend to apply and press as hard as I can for at least a minimum of twice that amount that we're spending this year, just under $500 million.
Mr. Samuda was speaking with journalists during a tour of several farms and farm roads in St. Mary earlier this week. The tour included visits to the communities of Albion Mountain, Chovy and Gibraltar. In the meantime, the minister will also be seeking funding to purchase equipment for small acreage farmers experiencing challenges accessing the inputs to make their operations more efficient. These inputs include small plows, harvesters, and fertilizer applicators. The government has allocated $30 million to fund high-impact research projects in key areas over the next 3 years. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says this allocation reflects the government's commitment to invest more funds in research that will support national development objectives. She adds that Jamaica's transition from stability to prosperity must be underpinned by robust research and innovation in growth sectors.
As our fiscal space strengthens, we will continue to commit additional funding to research. But at this time, I'm proud to say that the government has committed $30 million over the next 3 years to fund high-quality research projects in the areas of indigenous knowledge and water research as part of Jamaica's South Africa Agreement on Scientific Technological Cooperation.
The minister was speaking at the University of the West Indies Research Days. The event is being held at the UWI Mona campus from February 7 to 9 under the theme Powering Development Through Partnerships in Research and Innovation. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says strategies to reduce waiting times at public health facilities are bearing fruit. Among the measures recently implemented are redirecting non-emergency cases to the closest designated primary care health center and extending the opening hours of clinics by up to 5 hours. Minister Tufton says customer service has also improved at the facilities and work is underway to upgrade the skills of persons doing pre-screening of patients.
We have found over the last year that the throughput of the health centers with the additional 4 hours have gone up by 60%. Dr. McKenzie's numbers, that's significant because it means more persons are going into a calmer environment, getting the same service and don't have to sit down and wait and be aggrieved because they came first, but they see more urgent cases going and getting the attention.
Minister Tufton was speaking at the recent reopening of the Linstead Hospital's Accident and Emergency Department. And come April 1, over 150 licensed water abstractors will begin paying water abstraction charges or volume-based fees. The charge being applied under the Water Resources Water Abstraction Charges Regulations 2017 will be applicable to all persons who hold licenses to abstract and use water. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the fees will help to reduce water demands by promoting more efficient and effective use of the commodity.
This bodes well for the kind of development that we want to see in the lives of every Jamaican, because water said the environment is changing. We speak kind of glibly of climate change and so forth, but we have to take a more positive and aggressive role in protecting and managing our water resource.
The levy, to be paid at the Water Resources Authority's Hope Gardens office, will be used to fund compliance monitoring and expand the work of the authority. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.